Here in the South, all life is active. It's the time of summer. Our physical aspect is represented here. In this part of our journey, we become young people. The young are very physical beings, very active, continuously moving, changing themselves, even their moods. We have good energy at this time of our journey. A lot of people today are scared of youth. We don't quite understand or trust them. But there's a reason why. We've kept them apart from that circle of life. We need to respect youth and accept them into our world. In our Cree language, there's no word for teenagers. They're young adults, and we need to encourage youth. We don't need to say, "You're bad," because there are no bad people. We only do bad things. But sometimes, youth need to be reminded by the old people, and that's okay. I notice older people saying, "I can't tell my grandchildren that because they don't believe me. They don't listen. They think I'm wrong." Say it anyway. Like my mother used to say, "You don't hear everything today, but someday you will hear what's been said. When you need it, you will hear it." So it's good to take young people to older people, to have them sit there and listen, because they might be blocking out that day, but their spirit never blocks out. Their spirit will take in the information. And we should take the youth to see different people. My mother used to say, "If you only go to one elder all your life, you will only know what that one elder knows. So expand your wings and learn. Go and listen. You might not agree, but hear how that person is teaching. Hear the teachings from other nations and remember yours, but don't ever contradict or correct them. Only when you're asked do you share." Young people sometimes disrespect the elders when they're talking about stories and teachings. They're correcting them. But that elder can only share with you what they've heard and what they remember. Maybe you heard it different, but that's okay. If you listen, you'll be richer, because now you've heard different sides of the story.